I guess we'll sort of, I don't know if we'll take a break, but we were holding Milah Shmoneh Esrei in the Vadim, obviously since it's now it's close to Yom Neroim and so on, we want to do something in the world of Tefillah of Yom Neroim. Nominally, Zecheinu L'Chaim is a very late Tefillah. It's Tekonis Agoinim, and as such, if it's Tekonis Agoinim, we don't have to repeat, and so on. In a certain sense, anything from Goinim has a din of a piyut. It's not part of Yikret Tefillah. On the other hand, they obviously were mechavin it. They made it with all of the understanding of the Kadmoinim, and it's become a very important part of Tefillah, and it's something that's spoken about a lot. So let's see. What I have here is a Riba Yaka, who, like we said before, is the Rebbe the Ramban and the primary Mefarish on Tefillah from Rishonim. There's a Machzav Vitri on Amud Beis, and then a Maral, two pieces. So let's start with the Riba Yaka. Zecheinu L'Chaim. Al Shein Rosh Hashanah Nivra Olam, Pasach Bay Bezichon Kol Yisrael, Lirmoiz Maidech Siv Zecher Adoscha Kanisa Kedem. So point one, he says, is that the world was created, and that's why he has Zichron Kol Yisrael, one point. Two, Val Shem Shakol Niska B'Sefer, like it says, V'Kosev Sefer Zichron Lefan of the Yer Hashem, Al Keinam HaZacheinu, Val Shem D'Ksiv B'Umo Is Yimochu M'Sefer Chaim. So because by them it says Yimochu M'Sefer Chaim, we have, by Kol Yisrael, the Adrab, the Remembering Sefer Chaim, V'Hiskegab Yisrael L'Toiva Sefer Chaim. And so on and so forth. Okay, let's first talk about it. These are words that we're so used to it that we just, you know, it's good, whatever it's good, it's to live and to be alive and so on and so forth. There are nekudas that he points out over here that form a much bigger picture. I want to point out what those are. First of all, he says, because Rosh Hashanah Nivra'olam pasach bay bezichron kol Yisrael, Lirmoiz Ma'asiv Zecher Adoscha Kanisa Kedem. Remember, Klal Yisrael, that you are Kanisa Kedem. Let's talk a little bit about this point and understand it. Whenever we talk, a person has in himself an inherent desire to exist. That is, I guess, the most fundamental Hagasha of anyone who's a Bal Chai, is to survive. An animal has it mindlessly, but it's geared to survive and does anything it can to survive. To pasuk in Eve, if you need a pasuk to prove it, you know, the or bad orv, you know, and everything chol yitin adam bad nafshay, person give everything for his life. In a deeper sense, in a sense that deals more with the nefesh adam. A person wants to have a place. A person wants to be somebody. And I guess the most important manifestation of being somebody is that my metzias is permanent. Let's give a mashal. And let's think about it. Imagine somebody worked someplace for 40 years, or 50 years, or whatever it is. And then he left, he retired, whatever. And he comes back, and someone tells him, he asks how things are going. He said, fantastic, we have a new person doing the job, and it's really going very, very well. And I ask, am I missed? The guy says, well, you're a nice guy, but I can't say that there's anything missing because you're not there. So a person will feel pained. On the other hand, if someone tells you, you know, I mean, things are going okay, things are going good, but you know, there's something that you brought to this job, place, that is being missed, X, Y, or Z. So a person feels good about it. And, so peel off the outer shell of just kind of silly covet. A person wants to feel that his metzias is a kavua, that I exist. Someone told me, Mechanech once told me a story. It was incredibly, it was eye-opening to me. He had been chinuch 25, 30 years, and had wandered from place to place, like many mechanchim. He'd been in jobs for a few years at a time, and somehow got into some sort of issue with whatever it was, you know, and so on. his last job, that finally after that he decided he's going back to Cole and sitting and learning the rest of his life, it was in a place he'd built up a school for 8 years. It started with a handful of kids, and by the time he finished, there were 250 kids in the school. Got into some sort of issue, was fired, and a year later, 2 years later, the place closed. And it's interesting, my hagasha would have been that the biggest agmas nefesh would be that if it flourishes and someone else is taking the credit. But in his mind, it was very clear, he said, you know, it would have continued, I feel, what I did stayed. So somebody else is taking the credit for it, it's not pleasant. But at the end of the day, I created a davar shel yesh, I put myself into it, and it's kayam. But if I don't exist, if the place doesn't exist, then I don't exist. And it was like eye-opening for me to understand that down deep in the panemius, a person wants to exist and so on. Chiyus, so when we talk about life in this context, maybe we'll speak at some of the other times, we'll explain why the synonymous is synonymous to existence. And therefore, zikaron and yumachu shmam. When we talk about remembering or erasing the name, it's not just we would say to ourselves, well, if we're erased from the book of life, it means we will not live now. It's deeper than that. Anything that's shayach to the world of zikaron has a metzias be'etzim. If something is there permanently and it stays there, then what I did was real. Then I accomplished something. If it evaporates the minute after I walk away, then it was nothing. Then it was just a mirage. It didn't exist. And it has no metzias, no chayim. So he says over here, so Rosh Hashanah, where the world was created, In let's think about it in the deepest sense of it. In the Bria itself, there are two opposite shades of Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, and the Bria contains in itself the Nekuda of Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and that stays, because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Netzchias, whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that's a metzias. Two, there is the periphery, not periphery as much as the externalities that are that come and go. So just like the neshama is nitzchias and the guf comes and goes, so things in this world that were nivroyim but don't contain the pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappear, and they're gone. So when we ask ourselves, so when we talk about the Zacheinu L'chaim, because Hashanah is Nivra Olam, that's a moment of decision between which type of Bria it is. Pasach by Bezichin Kol Yisrael, that's why he brings Zichin, he's Maske Yisrael. The Ma'irich Siv Zacher Adoscha Kanisa Kedem. Remember Klal Yisrael, who you made right away. It says, Breishis Bara, the world was created for Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is the good age, which means that the Nekuda of Emes and Metzias in the Bria is Klal Yisrael, and that carries in itself Zikaron. So Zacheinu L'chaim means we want to be included in that framework of Zikaron, because that means we exist and so on. By Umar Solom says, Yimochum Sefer Chaim doesn't mean simply they'll die. It means that they don't have a zecha. Huge and powerful civilizations came and left. And when they left, they're gone. There's no zecha of it, really, except maybe some archaeological dig. There's no metzias. There's nothing that's kayim to it. And therefore, he says, V'uksiv kolakosav chayim shayim v'al kishleishas firm niftochim b'reish hashanah tzadikim b'in yashoyim v'azechim tov l'chayim tikin loyma shleish hachayim. And so on. So that's why there are three times mentioned Chaim over in the thing. Next piece. Melachot b'chaim b'bnei Adam shem Chaim lehala shapli. It says Melachot b'chaim. So the Riba Yaka is sort of trying to understand what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the living people? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, doesn't need us. So what's the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that which is chayim? So he says that the hilul and shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes dafka through Chaim. Now it's built on a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, in Malachim. It says by Chizkiah Melech that when he was told by Yeshaya that he's going to die, he was mispalel, and he says, Chai chai kamoini yuducha yoim, a living being like me is going to be meshabeach you. In other words, life is tolul with the hilul and shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's explain why. First of all, let's just point out something. The primary kli of hilul and shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyach hadibur, obviously. You know, there's inadvertent, there are other ways we would shevach, but because our koyach of hilul and shevach is through chayim. It's interesting, of all the koyaches hanefesh, it's the one that sits on breathing. In other words, eyesight is very important. Eyesight has its own maracha. Smell also sits on the breathing. We do ishtachava, that's the hands and feet, and that has nothing to do with breathing. The kli of hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the kli of chiyus, and not only does it sit, for instance, smell, it shares a common passageway for a reason. But it's not the breathing doesn't make the smell. Koach HaDibur is somewhat, it's breathing. In other words, it's the koach of breathing amplified. Salei Davahu. What's the pshat in that? How come that the koach HaHilul and the koach HaChiyus are one and the same? The koach of doing, for instance, the koach of doing mitzvahs requires life. We can't do things. We can't put on tefillin as we're living. But it doesn't sit on top of chiyus. The koach of machshava, of thinking about learning, is in our mind. Our mind needs a blood supply. It needs us to breathe. But it's a branch. It's not the breathing itself. Koach hadibur lies on the breathing itself. It's incredible. Why? So the answer is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shevach, that's Oyla from the Bria, takes two forms, two levels, I should say. One is static. You look around you, you know, Ke'eres Shamecha, Maisetz Beisecha, and I look around and I see the Sumar Menechim Bar Eila. So you look around at the world as it is, the physical world, and there's a certain Shevach and Hilul that's Oyla HaKadosh Baruch Hu from it. But that Shevach and Hilul is flat. It's once and that's it. A star is a star is a star. When you describe a star and you see what it is, that's it. With that, it's over with. There's no new Shevach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming from anywhere. There's no Chiddush whatsoever. And if the forest and the physical world is made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's made once and that's it. The thing that keeps changing in the Bria, the thing that keeps developing and moving is chiyus. Things that are alive are in constant flux. That's the definition of living, that's the metzius of living, and that's what a living person is. And on a deeper level, a person's own das and a person's own understanding and a person's own tefisa keeps changing. So as a person changes, so the Shevach that's Oyla HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the constant Shevach of the Bria. So if the purpose of the Bria is to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shevach, so all the Bria does it once, and that's not, it doesn't provide a raison d'etre for the Bria to keep existing. The Bria has done it. It's a picture. Anything that's living, the life itself, every minute of life, is a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the fact that it's a chiddush. You live every moment, not because you lived yesterday, but because there's life now. You change, you understand more, you understand better, you deher better. Anything in Chaim produces something new. And that's why the primary vehicle for Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the Koyach HaChiyah specifically. The entire body is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Every part of a person has tremendous amount of chachma and so on and so forth. But if you're to talk about something that has a very different dimension of chiyus, it's dafke. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz b'chayim means, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a bria that would reflect his chachmasa yisbarach and his greatness, he wanted chayim in the world that would be a source of hilul and shevach because of its nu. So he says, even though the word chayim many times refers to life as a noun, here it refers to tzuras adam. So he finishes his thought and he says, if we define, so let's go back to defining chayim. What we define. So chayim means that there are things that are new. There's some chiddush in the person's metzias that allows for a new gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can have a person who is medically alive, but is quite dead in the sense nothing new. The person hasn't thought of something new. The person hasn't had agasha kedusha that's new. The person hasn't had any chiyus coming in his inner self. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Chayim, he says, the Rebbe says, doesn't mean those things, the live things. It means those things that are living. So when we say Rishayim Afilu B'Chayim Kriyim Mesim, it's not just because they'll eventually die, whatever it is. The Rishayim Afilu B'Chayim means there's nothing new. The taivas of a person, the physical self of a person, is a given. So the fact that a person has new taivas, they're not really new. This is a metzias, that's all there is. When a person has, so even somebody who's nominally doing good things, but if there's no chiyus in the person, there's no ischachus in the person, then he's considered mason. That's what he says over here, and therefore melachot b'chayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants chiyus in the bria, and his ischachus, as we say. So let's just sum up what he said and all it here. So he's saying about zecheinu l'chayim. So two things. First of all, the word zecheinu means the kiyum of the person's metzias. And if a person is a little bit of baal nefesh and is boinin on it, that, I mean, every person, as he gets older, everybody down deep, very few people really think they're going to live forever, but a person would like to think that whatever he's done has worthwhile hemshech to it. It's one of the reasons why people are not zeichet to banish al-kayama and feel so devastated, because there's a sense, if I came and I'm gone and nothing was left of my being there, then it's as if I never was. And that's what Midas Zikaron is, that I am and I continue to be. That's Midas Zikaron. The Midas HaChayim that he speaks about is, Chayim is the Shayrish of Chiddush in the Bria. It's the Shayrish of Ischachus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is a Bria, not that reflects the glory of Sheish HaMibreishis, but reflects the glory of 5,775 years. And each day has its own metzias, and each moment has its own metzias. That's called chayim. So a person who's zeichet to chayim, who is a chay, means that there is the shevach of each moment coming from the person, and therefore that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in chayim. A person who is called rishayim afilu chayim nikra mesim means that basically he's just the same that he was. It's like if you don't accelerate, if you just coast, then there's no chiddush, even though normally you move the ground. Chiyus, if a chiyus reflects itself only that the person is walking around, but there's nothing mitzvahs pnimius that's new, then the person doesn't have chiyus. So melachavetz b'chayim, so the tefillah of zacheinu l'chayim, melachavetz b'chayim, is specifically for chayim in the sense of having a certain chiddush in a person, that a person should have a new hergeshim in kedusha, a person should have a new sense of things, because ultimately that's what chay is, and the word chafetz b'chayim specifically means that, the Rebbe Yochai says. Okay, we'll hold it here.